was saying that you are what you consume. That's what he was telling me. You are what you consume. This evening, I want to talk to you about God's word being medicinal. God's word is medicinal. So when he was talking about what you consume, he was laughing. And so many things occurred to me. But we'll go first into this scripture. Then we'll begin to break down one after the other. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. It says, now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. As he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of God was present to heal them. Then, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him, and they could not find out they might bring him in because of the crowd. They went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Says, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or say, rise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power over earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Amen. Take a pause. Verse 17 talks about the fact that he was teaching. And because he was teaching, there was a great crowd around. Mind you, he was teaching. And then we read down, when that man was let down to the roof, the only reason he was let down was because there was so much crowd that there was no room to go through the door. Okay, so dominantly or predominantly, or the main thing he was doing was teaching, and everybody was gathered to listen. Amen. Romans chapter 15. Which verse is that one now? Okay, Romans 15, verse 4. For everything that was written before was written for our learning. Hallelujah. So that we, through the things that were written, so that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Hallelujah. We'll be connecting it, okay? So it's like you're doing mathematics. Say the first line A is B, then the second line B is C minus D. So therefore A is C minus D. Is that clear? So in the first line you say A is equal to B. And then the second line you say B is equal to C minus D. So if A is equal to B, right, then A is equal to C minus D, because B is C minus D. Okay? It's free lessons I always give you when we come in. And you cannot dispute them. Hallelujah. So on the one hand, we have the fact that he was preaching, he was teaching. Okay? Whatever the content that he was teaching, we do not know, but he was teaching. And because he was teaching, we know that he wasn't just teaching ordinary things to men. He was teaching the scriptures. Because the Pharisees, they were there. He says they were from Judea, from Jerusalem, and from Galilee. And they were listening. Okay? And there was a great crowd. And we read Romans 15 that talks about the fact that these things that were written before were written for our learning, so that we, through the comfort and patience of that scripture, will have hope. Hallelujah. And I said we should go to the book of Mark. So we're connecting everything. Romans 15, verse 4, Romans, this one, Luke, this one, hallelujah. And then we begin to draw the big picture. Amen. So Mark chapter 16, I'm going to take it from verse 15. Mark 16, 15. Good evening to you all once again and everybody online. I said I should be greeting everybody online, that we are not alone. So to our invisible audience online, and I pray that you are blessed even as you listen. There is no barrier to the word of God except the heart of men. Hallelujah. It says that the children of Israel, they limited the Holy One of Israel. Okay, so I'm going to read Mark chapter 16 and begin from verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. So there was a commission. And he says to them, they should go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we should not have a confusion about what he has asked them to do. Hallelujah. So oftentimes when we study the scriptures, and thank God for the computers that we carry that have phone functions, okay, you can easily get back to your phone or your PC or your tablet and find out the meaning of these words. So he said, predominantly what he has asked them to do was to go and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. And I think I said it and we've heard it before, that God has not asked anything of us that he has not displayed even himself to do. Okay, so even as a boy, the boy Jesus, he was lost in the synagogue. He was left behind in the synagogue. And what was he doing? He was preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. He was preaching. And he was teaching men about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So he gives us that same commission. And he's saying, simple, what he's saying is very simple. Walk the way I have walked. Hallelujah. You know, he says that he does what he sees his father do. And then he has laid for us examples. And he's saying, do the things that you have seen me do, go the way that I have gone. Amen. In Luke chapter 5, Christ was not there to heal anybody. Hallelujah. It was just breaking down. It was teaching. And when you teach, teaching is different from lecturing. And that's why we say on Thursdays, when we come together, we do Bible study. Sunday morning, we study the Bible. During the message on Sunday, you probably will hear preaching. Hallelujah. Okay? So there are different things. So you are going to break down, you're supposed to bring down everything, line by line. I just broke down three simple arithmetic equations for you. That if A is equal to B, and B is equal to C minus D, it simply means that A is equal to C minus D. And that one, you can use to solve whatever questions that comes after. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I purposely read Luke chapter 5 before reading Mark 16 to us, so that you will see that what he has asked us to do is a typical thing, is a typical thing that he himself did while he was here. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 5. God is so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord. So, so from verse 17 says that now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching. There were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, and the power of God was present to heal them. Amen. Hallelujah. So the teaching, the word of God, and his power were present. He was present to you. But only one set of people could understand that this is what they took advantage of, the fact that Christ was there in their midst. Amen. But it was simply giving his word. He was just teaching. And then they brought the man on the bed, okay, who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find out they might bring in before because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Amen. So, oftentimes, people will say, I think I've heard, I may be wrong, that the faith of the friend of the man was help, what helped him, right? Because the action was by them to let him down and bring him before Christ, right? But look at what the Bible says. The Bible says here in verse 20, when he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Okay, because you can't carry me on the roof if I don't cooperate with you. Even if the man could not walk, there's a way that he will show his lack of cooperation that everybody will just leave him. Okay? Everybody will say, this guy is not ready. There's no. If there was a resentment and struggle from him, okay, they wouldn't have been able to carry out what they wanted to carry out. And Christ said, because he saw their faith, Christ did not demarcate and said, because he saw the faith of his friends. If it was the faith of his friends, Christ would have, the Bible would have told us it was the faith of his friends. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he says that, when he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Amen. And because of these people that were questioning, Christ went further. Okay? So the first thing he said was, "Your sins are forgiven." And then he stirred up, agitations, okay, to the people that know the law and the people that know more than him, in quote. And he said he could read their mind and see what he says. And verse 21, he says, "And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Amen. Hallelujah. Whether by design, omission, or commission, the first thing that he said was, your sins are forgiven. And if those guys had not continued in their whatever reasoning, and he was going to answer their reasoning, and that's the way God even still deals with us. So oftentimes we come into church and be like, when will God answer me? And then whoever is ministering says, someone is saying this, someone has this thought. That's the way God reveals when God is going to deal. He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. But these signs follow them that believe whilst they are doing what? Preaching the word. If you go back to Mark 16, that's what is there. So you go and preach the word. Okay? And as you're preaching, as many as believe, these signs will follow them. Amen. Hallelujah. And so in response to that question, Christ said, you know what? So that you may know. Okay? The man received his miracle. Mark 16 again. See the way all of you are looking at me. Are you tired? Amen. And he said, I'm going to read again from verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. That's what I want you to see, that they went out and preached everywhere. They were not going everywhere because they were going to do miracles. Hallelujah. They were going everywhere because they were going to preach the gospel. And the Bible, and it's the word of God, okay? And it says that, you know what? As they preached, okay, the Lord was working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. So that tells me that the gospel in itself is that seed of power that we all need to understand for us to see God at work. Hallelujah. Once we understand it, then you are going to be able to reproduce it. That's the simple thing. Everything I come to tell you here, I can't come here and tell you what I don't know. So if I'm telling you about mathematics, I can't come and tell you what I don't know. If I tell you that the Pythagoras theorem says the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the square of the hypotenuse is equal to square root of the square of the opposite plus square of the adjacent, right? Am I wrong? If I don't know it, I should not say it. So when I say it, it's because I know it and I can reproduce it. Now, oftentimes, people do not know or do fail to understand what the gospel is. Amen. And if you can't get the grasp of the gospel, you are not going to be able to see signs and wonders. Because that's what's going to bring up. It's not your gymnastics that brings about signs and wonders. Hallelujah. It's the obedience to that instruction, that great commission. I think in the Bible it's titled Great Commission. In some Bibles it's titled Great Commission. But it's your obedience to that commission that brings about every other thing that comes from when you are preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. So what's the gospel? Look at what Paul has to say. 1 Corinthians chapter 5:15. First Corinthians 15. Because if I ask you what the gospel is, you tell me, so what's the gospel? Just one person. Eh? God's word. Okay. Fine. So we have it as God's word. Okay. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I read from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain." Don't forget, Mark 16 tells us that you go preach, and whoever believes, the signs will follow them. Now he's telling us in 1 Corinthians that, you know what? I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, okay? Which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by 500 brethren at once, of whom greater part remain to be present, but some are falling asleep. Hallelujah. Amen. The gospel is the fact that Christ died, he rose, okay? Hallelujah. He died for our sins. That's the gospel. And then he rose. He says here in verse 3, "For I deliver to you all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Hallelujah. Amen. The fact that he died for our sins, and then he had the power, okay, to overcome death. All right? He rose. That's the good news. Amen. In doing that, he restored man to man's original position with God. And in explaining all these things, if you go back to, I think it's Acts chapter 3. In Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John went to the temple at prayer, and then they saw the man at the gate called Beautiful, and they said, "Gold and silver, we have none." Okay, when men gather, what did Peter and Paul do? Peter and John do? They started preaching. Amen. Let me read it to you. Acts chapter 3. Verse 11. It says, "Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, 'Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and John, and Jacob, sorry, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom we delivered up and denied in presence of Pilate, which when he was determined to let him go, but you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong." Hallelujah. "Whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him, he has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ will suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Christ whom was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration to all, which God has spoken by his mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." And then he continued to them, and he says there, let me say, I know what he was simply doing. He was preaching the gospel. And he started because those people, it will be very, very fresh in their memory. It was still in the same space of time. So most of the people around could remember what happened. Hallelujah. So they could relate to what happened. Okay, and that's why I said, you guys gave him up, gave, and then chose a murderer. And then he continued. And then he says in verse 25, you are the sons of the prophets of the covenant which God made with our father, saying to Abraham, and your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God has raised him, servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Hallelujah. So from the things that hold them bound, Peter was saying, Christ was sent. If you do not understand the essence of the gospel, you can't experience the power of God. Hallelujah. Because it's for as many as believe that those signs will follow. Amen. If you don't believe, then there won't be anything. You see, verse 20 of Mark 16 says, God was working with them and confirming his word with accompanying signs. Time is fast spent. I said it earlier. I said God's word is medicinal. You are what you consume. So consume. You know, man is body, soul, and spirit. Okay? You have to feed your spirit man. And you can only feed your spirit man with the word of God. Hallelujah. And what you consume in your spirit is what is going to come to bear in the physical. Amen. It's just like whatever you eat defines who you are. Okay? So you will look like what you eat, in short. So if you eat fat, you'll be fat. If you eat lean, you'll be lean. Okay? Your eating habits determine how your body comes out. Hallelujah. Except in some extraordinary cases where you have some hormonal issues and all that. But ordinarily, if you whatever you eat determines what your body will look like. Amen. Hallelujah. If you feed on God's word, your spiritual man is fed with the word of God. And your body can only respond to his word. In Proverbs chapter 4, it says, my son, verse 20, it says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Amen. The first thing, in the first line, he says, give attention to my words. And then he says, for their life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. And so when the teaching is going on, it's God's word that has been taught. If you give attention to it, it has that potency to find its way to the very fiber of your being. Amen. Once you give attention to God's word. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you have an expectant heart and you give attention to God's word, that word is that powerful. It's like if I tell you, if I pour some liquid here, okay, and I tell you that if you step on this thing, it's going to burn your toes. It's liquid. The only action you need to do is step on it. Every other thing that you need to do that will make it burn your toe is embedded in that liquid already. That's how the word of God is. So if I pour acid here and you don't know it's acid because it will look like water, and I tell you it's going to burn, and you don't believe it, step on it. And within seconds, it will burn. That's how you should understand that's how you should understand God's word to be. When you think this is lack of ease within your system, okay? Get hold of God's word. The Bible is saying that word is able to bring life to you once you give attention to it. Amen. So, and that's why I always say that irrespective of where you are, once you are Anywhere you hear God's word, don't think you're not supposed to be there. It's a mistake. It's a seed that is being sown. Okay? And where you have God's word, it's not in the devil's interest that you hear God's word. Because the Bible says, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Attention to God's word. That's what he does to everybody. So, God is no respecter of persons. It's his word. Everybody that makes use of his word, okay, will find his word that way. Healing is part of the package of atonement. If you go to Isaiah chapter 53. Because he was wounded for our transgressions. It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All these things come about the fact that a package in that gospel. Why? Because the gospel is about his death. Okay? About his death on the, it's about his death and his resurrection. So everything that brought that led to his death is what Isaiah is saying here. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. It's a package, is embedded in the gospel. Atonement is part of the gospel. Hallelujah. Healing is part of the gospel. It comes with God's word. Amen. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen. My, oh my, healing is not limited to the physical body. Healing is not limited to the physical body. So if you look at the gospel, as this healing is all encompassing. So if you think any part of your body is not feeling fine, the physical, man, I have it, but no problem. If it's emotional, it's healing. Hallelujah. If there's anything dysfunctional, that word of God is able to bring life to any situation. Amen. Anything dysfunctional. No, we sing Jesus in the family, happy home. Because he gives the direction. Is everybody's focus is Jesus. Everybody's focus cannot be Jesus and everybody walking apart. It's impossible. So when we all wake up, imagine in the morning we all wake up and say, okay, now we're all going out. And we all agree we are going out. When it's time to move, we will move in the same direction. Direction of people that are going out. And everything that we are going to be doing will be geared towards the fact that we are headed together in a particular direction. Amen. And even if you are not going to the same place, everybody is leaving the house at the same time. We are moving out together. If anything is not functioning well, the word of God brings life to it. And that's why we should not rely too much on our physical understanding. Too much. When Proverbs, the book of Proverbs 4:23 says that for their life to those who find them, everything comes alive in the light of the word of God. Is anything dead? You think something is dead and it's beyond redemption, or it's not working the way it ought to work? Give attention to God's word. He says, it is life their life to those who find them. Hallelujah. When you are doing business and it's not going well, don't say this thing is almost dead. That's what people say. Or it's so slow. If you want to inject life, find the word of God. Now, you are doing something. Hallelujah. You are not just sitting down and looking up and not doing anything. You are doing something. The word of God injects life into it. Amen. If anything is dysfunctional, that's why I said the word of God is medicinal. So some people will say, this business. Okay, if only we can just put in so amount of money, then the money will be able to do this, do that. At the end of the day, they put all that money in and nothing comes out of it. Something's missing. Amen. Something's missing. When I was learning, this is my practice. I had a boss. He said he traveled out of the country. And he said he was an engineering student. And so when those guys are coupling all those machines, he's there, bring this one. But he says when they are about to start those machines, they tell him to go. So he never ever sees how the machine starts. So to him, he so much believed that they were doing something that was spiritual. That is what it was, beyond just coupling those machines that makes them start. Amen. When you do anything in the name of God, with the word of God, you are injecting life. Hallelujah. And it's not just that it comes alive and then withers. It says here that it is for their life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That means that you inject life and it remains healthy, provided there is attention to his word. Amen. Attention to God's word. As medicinal as it is, you can miss it if you don't pay attention. Hallelujah. You know, I was looking, where he was saying about the fact that you shouldn't eat certain kind of animals. And then, of course, a lot of controversy and everything. But God gave man knowledge. So over time, I said, why is he saying that those things are the floor of the ocean? Don't touch them. You know, some people say everything now, you can eat everything, no problem. So why is he say that? And then we went to study. And then we discovered that the ones at the bottom of the ocean is laden with mercury, ocean floor. So the ones at the bottom of the ocean absorb mercury. And mercury is not good for the human body. See, this pencil that we use to shade A, B, C, HB, now if it's not sharp, you need to do it as a child. You put it on your head and scratch. Or you just put it and it's lead. Over time, when it accumulates in the human body, it's poison. So I looked at it. The ones that he mentioned don't eat, if you go and look at all of them, they are disease vectors in those animals. God was saying, it's not good for you. And people will say, That was in the law. Abi? But Christ told us two things about the law when he was asked about the commandments. Because those don't eat is not the law. That's not what the law came to address. The law came to address your relationship with man and your relationship with God. So in Romans 8 verse 4, that's why we can always refer to it. It's not about don't sit down, don't go out. Romans 8. Let me read from verse 2. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you read that in the Amplified Version, Romans 8, I'll read it again in the Amplified Version. And I'm going to take it from verse 2. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law could not do. Its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit. So it says, God has done what the law could not do, being weakened by the flesh, sending his own son in the guise of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. God condemned sin in the flesh, subdued, overpowered, deprived it of its power over all who accept that sacrifice. Hallelujah. And that sacrifice is what you preach when you preach the gospel. Amen. So that all that accept that sacrifice, they have overcome and they have subdued the power of flesh, because they are walking in the Spirit. When he talked about the law, he said, I think we read on Sunday, that's why the new commandment I give to you. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor as I have loved you. That quest to go back to God, that the law came to restore, that quest for restoration, okay, of adhering to certain things so that you can be close to God, that the law came to address. He said, God finally solved that problem in his son. So if you are not preaching the gospel, you are not making people understand the power they have by accepting that sacrifice that Christ came to make. It's a sacrifice of atonement for sins. Hallelujah. And that sacrifice is like the Yoruba's Bobonishe. You know Bobonishe that they sell in the bus? You don't know it. You know it. That medicine that is one in all. It's everything. So once when you buy, they say, you have this one, lapa lapa, this one, ringworm, this one, everything. Just take this one. You know what those guys are actually selling? They're just selling antioxidants that will build up your immunity. That's all they do. So they are helping you build up your immunity so that your body will fight on its own. But they will mix it. And some people have so much faith in it that they buy it. But if you tell them that you need to build up your immunity, they will say, no. But he's telling you here that this singular sacrifice, it has subdued sin in the flesh. overcome it and deprived it of his power. The sacrifice on the cross. Hallelujah. So it's one package that is a total package. Hallelujah. So when you begin to read about, it's towards the end of the year, and we are going to tell the story of Christmas again. And when you begin to read about that, you begin to understand that this is not a story for me to buy Christmas gift. Hallelujah. This is a story for me to understand the very essence of my being. What the devil does is that he's going to tries to deprive people of knowledge. So when you say you read the word, you say you are going out. When they say training, you say, there's somebody that says that there's a business appointment. You never can tell. Maybe when you tune in, that business appointment you are going for is in that word that you get what to do. Because it is all encompassed. If it says it overcomes, it subdues, it deprives it of its power, it's disarming it. That's what it means. And when any opposition is disarmed, that opposition is walks away free. Hallelujah. Walks away unarmed. But Proverbs, that book of Proverbs we read, is very, very critical. It says in Proverbs, let me read it again, Proverbs 3. Proverbs 4. It says, for their life to those who find them. What are you finding? God's word. And that's why we say there's God's word for every situation. Hallelujah. Because it brings life. I mean, hopelessness is not in God's dictionary. It says, we through the stories that have been written, we learn from them, so that through the patience, okay, and sacrifice of the scriptures, we have hope. It's the only singular medicine you can apply to all situations, and you will get your desired result. Let's rise to our feet. God's words give direction. That's why it says it's life to those who find them. It gives direction. And then everything begins to happen. You are just full of joy because you have direction. You know where to go, and where you go, things, where you go, you know the things to say, and you know the things to do. And as you do them, things begin to fall in place. It's not because you know how to do them. It's because your attention to his word is bringing life to that situation. And then when it finally clicks, you'll be like, wow, it has clicked. And it's not sustained because it clicked. Is sustained by the same thing that brought it into being. Man is a spirit, and the Bible says God is spirit. Hallelujah. And like can only beget like, and they can only talk to one another. Men of the same language, they speak to one another and they understand. And that's why it says you have to walk. The Bible says that human flesh without the Holy Spirit, that's what you call flesh. The entire human nature without the Holy Spirit, that's what is flesh. But the human nature with the Holy Spirit has power, overcomes, subdues, deprives sin of his power. Whatever it is this evening, we are going to find God's word even as you pray. It's coming to you right now as you pray. Whatever situation it is, school of miracles. Say, when Christ saw their faith, he told the man, your sins are forgiven. And when questions are posed in the teachers, he said to them, which one is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk.
And then he decided to show them the difficult one and spoke to the man. Rise up, take your things, and walk. It's a faith command that he issued. Because he saw their faith. Every act of faith in God's word yields a result. Don't walk the face of the earth ignorant of that. Understand every day, just decide every day that you want to understand the gospel. You want to understand the very essence of the gospel, the death and the resurrection of Christ. That's where the power is. Let's just talk to him this evening. Revaska Padobrados Katapali Kepo so pratis katadis atari. Give him all the praise. Le Pradis Kapa. He said as he was teaching, his power of God was present to heal. Whatever you present to him, that's what he's going to heal. Re Klambos Kata said, yeah. When those friends presented their friend, hallelujah. The man on the mat, Link Lapo se ketise te tika posadia. Oh man, Gabba, he said there was a great crowd. Lumba Kamba disketeling Rabos Sakadisedia. That didn't deter them, and that didn't it didn't stop Christ from seeing them. Link Boseke Banka Posteria. Ete Plodinga Pali Pro de Bosketa Lingra Rabaska Tombali de Seteliga. Eke Protanda Tiska Tombalika Platosketeliga Rabasadea. Eka Padopa Le Pratoseke Diseteliga. For someone here, all you need to do is change your diet. Mangra dis catalida. Epo scanta digra de popo podingra dis catalida. Eke bo brada bosca taliga patinka scaton de bosetea. E capo pradiske capo kalinda prado pakanga bosetea. For another, all you need to do is to change your circle of friends. Limp the words you are hearing, mangra bosetea. They are dry. Bosca taboseteliga. E capo padika po prediska taliga. You can't function where you are, manka diska taliga. Because where you are, there's no word, manda diska taliga. E kato pratiska taliga. Baskatalita, Edebos canta ticket, the bro padiska talig rabo, e capo panca cadisete lingra da basatalia, e clado platisca talingra, the canda seca bosca, Edebos canta ligra, the bomba da basatalia. Just worship him. Blink la de basa kali da bro breakes keteliya. E credese te bomba kadisa le blo lo ble diska katine bros katadisa. E produce te diska taliga de se te liga bros kataliga.
Lion of Judah, Adonai Jehovah. Thank you.
us worship you. Give him all the praise. Bow your hearts, Makra Braska Talinga, but before the King of Kings, Lika Basaria. Submit to the Almighty Lingla Topa Kalire Brasata Sedea. Ekra Bose, the Liga Rabaska Taliga, but those get there. Worship him, worship him, make la bosselia. Edebo scata, liscara bassa, taliga babasa. Eke bros canta liga rabasa taliga basara. Oh, rembra rabaseke pomba rabasataria. Le tambos katanda ligra bose de dia. Eh, manca bose de liga basadaya. That cup is being filled. Repra sampa libaradia. Oh, I perceive in the spirit. Fill my cup, Lord. Eh, ha ha ha. Eh, brosata liga rabasadaya. Macradoske de bomba rabasata liga. E repros cataligra rabasaga leva manda saca tao pratinsa da liga e cabase que bomba da sete ligra basadia engla dosa catamba liga rabaseca lisa. Just receive it, manca lisca para de baseca lia macrados de caligra de baseca lisa maca baseca lisa. That test we said it be quenched libra rabasaga e cabuso pra caliga e rebusa caligra. Da rasca da basca da lisa daria e prado pra baseca lida basaca lisa e cabose de ligra rabasenga. Fill my cup, Lord. Manga basa, I lift it up. Break a bose da. Fill my cup, Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
worship Him. Worship Him. Beautiful in all situations. Rebos katali grabasa kali sakali. Makabasa kali. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rabraska baba baba. Yeah. Rasaka baba basada. He's dealing with everybody. Raska da basada. It's the joy of the whole world.
Closed. Every man's worshiping him. He's a great and mighty God. Break Rabasa Rabasakaya. Eka Basa Taliga Rabasa. Edebosaka Disa Rabasa Raba. Save Braka Lisa Taliga. Edeboseka Diska Taliga Rabasa Taliga. Maka Rabasa Kalabaseka Basa. Hey, Arababa Sada Baba Liga Basaka here. Akrado Pregabosa da Basa da Basa Daria. Erebosa Pradisa Baba Sakaya. Ekra Bosega. Erebosa Gladiga. Erebosa Kakadia. Ega Lipuka. Erebos Katana Liga. Mapa Sada Baba Sadaya. Ega Baba Liga Basaya. Worshiping Brasha Baba Basada Liga.
He's giving you stability in everything that you are doing. Rescue the Baba Satan. Stability. My Baba Satan is standing your feet like iron feet. Hey, Baba Satan. Oh, Celebus, Baba Satan. Hey, Baba Satan. Rescue the Baba Satan.
the joy of the whole world. You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised, beautiful in all situations. You are the joy. To be praised, beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised, you're beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of the whole world.
Music. Just thank him. Just worship him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Makrabosa la blima baka krabose talia. Just give him praise. Linka pradisete setea. He deals with each man. Makraboska ta liberally. Masa bradis katalia. And there's no more drought. Makabasa there. Life to all flesh. Makrabosa kabasa talia. E sablo blingla blusa pradisa talia. Eke bomba katise teligra rabasa talia. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank Erabasa Pradisa Plobre Kadisa, Ekrabasa Talida, Le Pradaska Kadisa, Erebosa Labasa Tatisa Taliga, Mangladoske, the brother Braseke, Ekreke Kabiske Taligi, Le Krado Pradisa Katisa Talida, Masa Pala Satarisa, Ekebo Sata Sataliga. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your ever-abiding presence. Thank you, Almighty Father. This is where your word is. Power, dunamis, is present. Oh, thank you, because there is no bodily restriction. No disease can withstand the word. We give you all the praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Still in our attitude of worship, let's bring out our offering. Let's bring out our offering. In our attitude of worship, your blessing.